Ah, shit!
And with that, another session has started. Welcome to the High 502.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Insert kick-ass song.
Womp, womp, ninja.
I'm Clock Van Wilder. To my left is J Von Doom, the doomed one. To my right is Jewel Boy Q, Tino Woo! Smokes. We are the High 502 guys. Woo! Where can you find us? Well, you found us, baby. We're right here. You must have found us on Anchor, Apple, Spotify, Patreon, or wherever else fine podcasts are sold. I want to give shout-outs to my peeps in Portugal, Switzerland.
Let them know.
Canada.
Let them know.
Brand new one from Bulgaria.
USA. USA. USA!
Thank you for paying all across the country, from Las Vegas to Houston, Texas, from Florida all the way to Seattle. Thanks for joining us tonight. Well, you know, we seem like we got full energy. Mm. But today, we're attending a wake of a dear friend, boys.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Saying goodbye. Not forever.
Not forever, but for at least 120 days
for a little
in Washington
bit.
State. So this is the wake of the vape.
Woo!
It's so hard to say goodbye to flavor. We don't make it as podcasters. At least we'll be a great boys to men backup band. That's pretty sick. What are we smoking on right now, Justin?
We are smoking on the strawberry-flavored 1 gram infused pre-roll by Dipped. It is 100% full flower, kief, and sauce.
Whoa, so tasty.
Ladies
and gents.
This is from Floyd's Cannabis.
Woo.
So thank you, Floyd's.
What was your discount today?
Well,
I gotta ask every
time.
Well,
guess what, Floyd's? Since the last time we spoke, I'm getting a 30% discount every time.
Woo! They must have heard that episode, buddy.
Yeah.
You know they did.
They must have got the right video for training. They must have.
It's training day, and I'm Denzel. Smoke some PCP. And let me tell you what I got today. So, of course, our episode is themed Goodbye Vapes.
Goodbye Vapes.
And I remember a certain podcast of three dudes kind of breaking that story a couple episodes ago. Hear that?
Sounds familiar.
That's a
pat on the shoulder.
Back.
Right on the shoulder.
It's a back, you son
sounds
of a
familiar.
Bitch.
Hey, we called it. Profits.
Yeah, but hey, guess what? Jay Inslee must have heard, because motherfucker came down hard on vapes last week, September 27th.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
What
now,
do you
of
do?
Course, you say to yourself, okay, well, that's nicotine vapes. Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
He's putting the hammer down on cotton candy, grape,
yeah,
all that shit.
No more Juul. No more Juul for you guys.
Not even the menthol. You're going to be looking forward to
tobacco-flavored
vape juice.
Straight
that's
up
it.
Booty.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so first I said, whoo, but then the liquor control board came up. Okay, a mixture of Joe Pesci. And my grandmother, and he came up there, and he,
held his
paper, and it shook like a leaf on a tree. And he also said that regular vapes are going bye-bye right now, too.
Regular vapes, okay.
Damn you, Joe Pesci!
When you say regular vapes, what do you mean, Clock? Because I know that they have cannabis terpene-profiled vape carts. So are those vape carts being affected, or is the ones that are bubblegum-flavored that are being affected?
As of this moment, the Health Board of Washington State has yet to decide on any laws, but the governor is recommending a 120 ban on all flavored vapes right now.
All flavored vapes,
of it.
All terpenes.
That means everything under the sun that goes into your 510 connector will be vanished within a week before you know it. It could be.
Start buying those vapes now, guys. You'll be selling black market.
That's right.
Yep,
if you're hearing this before October 9th, 2019, you have the opportunity to go get vaped right now.
Right now.
Go spend like $400 and then, you know, flip it for like a grand.
Tobacco Northwest Emporium, they told me to give you guys a shout out tonight. If you guys are in the area and you need Juul pods for cheap, Tobacco Northwest Emporium have $5 four packs of vape juice pods. You heard it here first. Go get them. No one else in the town has it. I'm sorry if you're outside and if you're in Portugal or if you're in Texas or if you're in Canada or if you're in Sweden. Guys, this does not apply to you.
Nope.
Washingtonians, adhere our advice. Go buy the vape carts while you can, whether it's nicotine or THC. Do it right now.
You know, people in other countries are like, why do we care about that? Our
exactly.
vapes aren't banned.
Until they get banned.
Yeah.
Exactly. Learn from us.
Could happen.
Until you know, here's the deal. You may say to yourself, hey, why the hell are they caring about vapes right now? Well, the deal is, as of Thursday the 27th, there were 800 cases of severe lung disease reported nationwide.
Wow.
7 in our state and 12 deaths in this country.
Wow.
So the deal is they don't know what's in vapes.
Yeah.
Not even in Washington State. After potency and metals and pesticides.
Yeah, they're having a hard time.
They said it was the Wild West.
Yeah.
Now, when you're talking about a regulated industry, using the term Wild West is probably the worst thing that you can say.
It goes back to the medical days when there was really no laws, right? Like, I mean, they had restrictions, but no one really adhered to the laws that was going on. So when you hear Wild West in 2019,
outlaw
buckle
shit
up, because we are going full throttle, no filler.
Walls.
That's right. So what they're going to do is they're going to order the Department of Health and the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board to develop warning signs related to vaping health risks, require all manufacturers to disclose ingredients of their products.
Oh, wow.
Require a vaping awareness education program.
Wow.
And remove all dangerous products from stores once the cause has been identified. So I don't think vapes are coming back until they've determined exactly what ingredients are causing people to get sick. Now, we've heard of vitamin E. We talked about that one.
Yes.
Okay, we've heard about propylene glycol or bad terpenes and other bad flavorings, but they're not putting a name to that face.
For you guys out there that are vaping, propylene glycol and vegetable glycol are things that they use in nicotine vape juice products, okay? So I don't want you guys to get worried hearing Clock talk about propylene glycol. If you're vaping, you already have it in your body. It's already a part of you, okay? If you're vaping good stuff, you have 5 ingredients. Maybe you have your flavor, your nicotine, propylene glycol, and your vegetable glycol. And if you are doing it right, that's all you have. There's no additives, and that's it. Don't be worried about that, but be worried about what this man has to say next.
They're definitely your days of your blueberry flame and your banana kush or that creamsicle soda. Probably none of those will come back.
Mm-mm.
I'm assuming that we're going to determine what a flavor is or flavoring. You know, if it's cannabis based, well, then guess what? Skittles kind of does taste like candy, lemon. Right? Are you going to say that you can't sell Skittles or Zittles because of that? Or are you going to understand that those terpenes came from that plant?
Mm-hmm. Or because we've already witnessed this, and I only know this because I heard it earlier this week, are companies going to do a smaller percentage of terpene profile? Because we were at a 70-30 where we're at. I heard recently it went to a 60-40. So that means 60 of those terpenes is of the plant, but 40 of that is made up of something else. Not flavoring like the Double Bubble, Lime Dream, anything like that, but things of that nature that go in with that cart, that's what the 40% is going to be. So I got to ask you, are all of these companies going to reduce their own terpene, which to me almost seems like they're kind of taking a notch on their livelihood because of what their cannabis tastes like?
Well, I don't think we've had enough research to put like a 100% linalool or limonene, right? Is that what we're getting at?
Yep.
Where we'll know exactly what ingredients are in it. Maybe that's what's coming. I could see, you know, we were at the High Times Cannabis Cup this year in Seattle, Washington at Hemp Fest. And what we saw win the Gold Cup was a HTE live resin PAX pod, correct? That was the top winner.
Yeah.
So I feel like the industry was already going in that way, saying, guess what? You had 5 years, you're making candy, bubble gum, soda flavored vapes.
Yep.
But really, for a true connoisseur or a true stoner, they want that live resin. They want that high terpene extract in mixed in with their
distillate. Let's cut down to it. They want the exotic. That's what people want. You know, and it's a transparent, even in rap, if it ain't foreign, it's boring.
Right?
If I'm not smoking a tiger blood / jaw goo strain, who am I impressing? Like, who am I? I'm smoking some gelato. Oh, yeah. I've had
Blue
gelato.
Blue Dream. Wow, I remember 1995.
Yeah. Blueberry. I've had DJ Short Blueberry all my life. Oh, so, okay. I mean, whatever. You know what I mean?
It's
like
the shit.
Whatever.
I love DJ Short Blueberry.
I'll be taking that gelato.
Shout out.
HTE any day.
Yeah. My only problem with that is if I smoke too much of that gelato, ladies and gents, and this is without a bitch beer.
I'm ass.
I feel wasted. Oh, yeah. Off that homegrown?
Yeah.
I smoked a fat joint with a curly-headed cutie back in the winter.
Oh, yeah?
No drinks in my system. But I smoked a fucking eighth joint down to the fucking finger with her.
Oh, yeah?
I was afraid to drive. I was afraid to and I don't get like that off weed.
Don't smoke and drive, guys.
He never does anymore. Because of that moment. So you know what we did with today's vape episode is we said, well, we're gonna ride this bicycle one last time.
Yes, we are.
Trash it.
Yep. It's becoming a unicycle, guys.
Dude, so so this is what we've done today for you. We're gonna be smoking Canna Whoop Ass high potency distillate golden apricot CBD.
Shout out Canna. Okay.
We're going to be smoking fresh and tasty blood orange fruit extracted terpenes.
I'm excited.
Sativa 1 gram distillate cartridge.
Wow.
Woo! We're going to be smoking blood. Double D 9 pound hammer distillate with grape lion-aid flavorings.
You guys ready to get put on your
Wait, how many flavorings is that? Not one, not
gripe,
two?
Grape limeade. Lame-aid.
I wish.
And 9 pound hammer. What that means... I do not know. I'm going to assume that they took grape ape, made distillate, then put grape limeade. I don't fucking know.
And then maybe an HTE with it.
Who knows? What else we got? We got the crystal clear vape cartridge. Mm. Tiger's blood. Ooh, me like
Tiger's blood. That sounds good.
We also got dose.
We just talked about tiger's blood and Jakku.
Now, these aren't flavored vapes as far as, like, let's say, terpene flavorings from fruit. This looks like this is strain-specific HGE vapes for smoking. They face-off OG from Dose and Fire OG. So we're going to have an OG off.
OG night.
Okay? So we just got done smoking that strawberry dipped from Green Labs.
Yep.
And they're the makers of Swift's Edibles. The mints.
Yeah.
The gummies, but the chocolate truffles as well.
Yeah.
So they're all on the
And after that, what do you guys think? Like, after that joint, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, it burned actually really evenly.
Didn't run.
It tasted great.
A light hint of the strawberry flavor. I was a little nervous about that, you know, but it tasted really fine. Yeah. I love Durban Poison as well.
Of course.
So I was like, put that in my yum yum. I want that.
I'll say this. What is this? Green Labs, you said?
Green Labs, yeah.
Green Labs.
You can find them on Instagram. If you look up Green Labs,
I had Green Labs on Instagram.
Sure.
And probably any other social media.
All of them.
I'll be honest. Before you said that this was an infused joint, I think it had maybe gone around the table once. I had no idea. I thought it was a regular joint. Hey, and no discredit to Green Labs, but that's just how good your guys' infused joints are, to where someone thinks, I'm just smoking a little regular fucking joint. Hats off to you, because that shit got me popped off.
What do you want to smoke on?
Disaster.
What do you guys want to smoke on first?
Yeah, that was going to be my question, too. Yeah. What flavor, man?
Bro,
ladies and gents, we got like five vape cards in front of
Yeah, we had to do zip ties and name tags so we didn't get them fucking confused.
I'm really down to try that blood origin. Okay.
How about we go blood on blood, blood?
Hey. Blood on blood, blood.
I'm going to smoke that tiger blood. You're going to smoke that blood orange. Boom.
Hey.
YG would be proud.
Cheers to vapes dying for at least 120
years. Cheers to vapes dying. Man, that's a hard subject. You know, like we were saying, and I think even nowadays, it's probably one of the most popular ways to get high. And not even with the people that are established in the THC weed community. I think even with the kids. I think that's the easiest way for them to get stoned discreetly, but at a very high potency, they can get really messed up.
Anything out of this one, but I need to fuck with the
Here we go. Battery issues.
What do we got?
Oh, first, crystal clear tiger's blood, delicious coconut flavor. That's what I get a hint of.
Really?
Full rich smoke and coconut in the background.
Coconut.
It's like smoking a macaroon.
Really?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Really? Wow. That's and I think this is what the capital, in terms of Washington, I-502, hence High 502 guys, has a problem with, is you have a macaroon flavored vape. Of course kids are gonna be fucking puffing on that. Of course, we all like sweets.
Oh, that blood orange though.
Is it good? How is it?
It's got a hint of cereal milk.
Is this in the Fat Panda?
That is not a Fat Panda cartridge. That's a Fat Panda battery, which works great, by the way. Fat Panda, nice job.
Shouts out to you.
That is your Crystal Clear Tiger one.
Man, this blood orange is fucking dank.
It has hints of orange and cereal milk so to it. Good. Like almost like Fruity Pebbles or gotta, Fruit Loops.
I gotta not hit it so hard next time.
No kidding.
Ooh. Damn.
No kidding.
And smoking all these vapes, guys, making me real thirsty.
Yeah.
What do you want to drink?
What's on the
Hey, how are we
quenching? Can you grab me something?
Bitch beer thirst. What are we drinking?
I know. I got both of you a Smirnoff Ice smashed. Oh. Because we're going to get smashed. It's a strawberry and lemon.
Strawberry and lemon.
Wow. Today's bitch beer of the podcast is Smirnoff Ice Smash. 8% alcohol by volume.
Holy.
23.5%
ASMR freaks.
Here we go.
We're
going to do that one more time.
Ladies and gents, I wish I had a camera here to show you the packaging. I'll go into the packaging of this. We all know Smirnoff. They have the really nice vodkas, right, that are flavored. And that's what we used to drink when we were younger is Pinnacle Whipped or everything mixed in with flavor. They have a nice job of having their label right here, Smirnoff, obviously. And then it says Dash Ice Smash. But the label, to me, an ADHD kid that loves loud colors, I'm attracted to the red and I'm attracted to the yellow. I also like the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, what's up?
Yeah, that battery might not work, buddy.
Well, you know, this is why I'm glad vapes are going.
Yeah. Too many fucking battery choices.
How many times has my heart been broken when I twist that 510 thread and look, suck on it like, and nothing happens?
Ever.
And I go, what the? Looking like a boob over here.
The ego is a piece of shit, just so everybody knows, and this is going to be not important here in the future, but the ego is a piece of shit.
And the mini stick by E-Leaf, it's given me 4 years of service, but now it looks like it's not... charging, but not doing anything with the battery.
Wow.
So there you go.
We got the Fat Panda key fob, which is... It's actually pretty decently new.
Tried true.
Like the last year, for sure. What kind is that guy over there?
This one works
pretty good.
Aspire.
This is
Aspire.
Yeah.
They're also really big in the handheld vape mods. So I can see how they were doing good there.
Getting a little something. Maybe you gotta fuck with that voltage.
Now, the mini E-Leaf, I'll be honest, this was my first vape nicotine-wise that I had. Exactly what this guy's puffing on.
Oh, yeah?
I was doing that.
It was always kind of weird. No. It was always kind of weird.
Yep. So guess what? We're vaping our faces off right now. Mm-hmm. First few minutes, we've probably took... Well, I've had like 11 imaginary hits. And five fatties. So, Tino, did you try the blood orange yet? Did you try it?
The one that tasted like macaroons that you guys said?
No, that was this one. Did you try this one?
I tried both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, hit that one again.
Let me...
That's the one right there. That's my favorite one so far.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really nice. It's really nice on the when you get that little.
I'm kind of gonna miss some of these fake flavors or whatever the hell's going
Me too.
On.
This is what Me
you
too. Do.
If you can figure out how to discipline yourself with not smoking up all your vape, then just buy like four before the ninth.
Sure.
And you give yourself one a month, and then by the end of that fourth month, the 120 days is over.
But listen to this.
Okay.
We're potheads, and I'm sure,
it's hard.
And I'm sure everyone on this goddamn, who's listening to this, is a certified stoner. Am I wrong?
Oh, no.
Why, what else would you be listening 13 episodes deep into the fucking high five with two guys?
Yeah,
four months worth of vape, if you're not, woke to what we pay, that's quite a bit of money. So you're thinking, 4 months worth of vape carts, plus I also got to be high for at least the rest of the month.
Oh, yeah. You're spending at least, if you're getting a decent amount to keep you, you're spending at least $200.
At least.
$250, maybe, if you're getting really good shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Double D, I didn't know you were going to do this to me, but you're going to make me compliment you tonight, damn it.
Whoa.
Yeah. I did it. Listen, one time I bought RSO from y'all, and I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
What's going on?
Where's
the RSO?
Remember that? You gave it to me. I gave it to you.
Like,
I can't get high off of this.
I couldn't.
And I said, well, guess what? I'll see if I can.
Yeah.
And, it took a quarter of a syringe, but it got me there. A quarter of a syringe. Oh, but you know what?
That's interesting.
That would have your ass out, ladies and gentlemen, if it was any other company.
Yeah, I'm a 30. Remember, I'm a 35 milligram guy. I'm fat as fuck.
How long have you been in the game?
22 years I've been smoking, roughly. My first hit was down at the beach. The older kids pulled me up with a pop can, and I smoked pretty much an eighth. They made me smoke. That was when I was in the seventh grade. They did. Well, I wanted to be cool.
Well, you wanted to.
And every time the bowl was empty, they loaded it again.
I see.
So and they left me alone to smoke it. Oh, okay. So what do you call that? Except trying to OD a kid.
They made you.
Yeah, they made me. And guess what? Some people say they don't feel it. Oh, I felt it.
I felt it, too.
Oh, I fucking felt it. So that was a seventh grade. That was roughly 1994, maybe? 93?
Yeah.
So okay. 93 to 2013, then 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 26 years I've been smoking. And at that time, of course, when you're 13 years old, you're smoking every day. But I became a daily smoker at 17 years old. Yeah, I've only quit for about 4 months, and that's the time I was in Isle Royale, Michigan, and that's a national park located on Lake Superior. Oh,
yeah. No smoking.
No, not at all. I could get cocaine from the ferry. You know, some of the dudes or whatever. That was easier to get than cannabis. So I just abstained. I abstained all the way until I smoked a blunt at the Grand Canyon and got blitzed. Like four months later, and guess what? That's right. That gave that episode of front poofing. And that when I got fired for that, I thought, you know what? This is bullshit. I'm just gonna smoke fucking weed.
So. From that time you were in Michigan, you didn't smoke any weed, and the first time was at the fucking Grand Canyon when you got caught?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like the first time I had hit the blunt or any pot, you know, because we traveled from Michigan. We went straight to the Grand Canyon, and it was just boom, right to work. Right to work at the Grand, at the El Tavar and the Bright Angel Lodge.
So. No nonsense. No funny business. Just straight. No. I need to get this money.
And it was like a community. There's grocery stores there. There's cities. Oh, yeah. There's a school there. Okay. So, you know, the community didn't smoke. To grow you know,
up, sure.
Oh, of course. Oh, the rim of the south rim of the Grand Canyon would be an amazing place.
Beautiful. Everyone's on the same vibe in that town.
You know what the sad part is? Guess how much we drank. Fucking fish.
I was going to say, if you guys didn't smoke, I imagine that town was a drinking town.
So drunk. And you know, the company made so much money because they had only the one convenience store. So you want that six pack for fucking $12 or whatever? You did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just consumption. So you did just drink cheap liquor and cheap beer. But yeah, that's right, boys. That's why, and then that's when I dedicated my life. I was like, I'm going to be me and live my life. I'm not going to fucking be, you know, like.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle when you start drinking every day. But continue. But continue. Yeah. You said you were going to be you. You're going to break that cycle. You're going to.
Well, that's when I just realized maybe the Grand Canyon wasn't for me.
Right.
Mm. I was also having lots of nosebleeds, so.
Dry weather.
Yeah, that dry weather and elevation. So, hey, man, these vapes taste pretty fucking good. Can I throw that out there? I'm kind of sad right now.
No, I am too.
I'm sad and stoned.
Sad and stoned.
I'm pretty stoned right now.
I'm sad and stoned.
Well, you know, as much as I love vaping, we here at the High 502 guys, we stay true to the flower, don't we, up in this bitch?
We do.
We don't stray too far back to the mother plant itself.
Yep.
So today when I was at Floyd's.
Oh, and what was the vendor discount or what industry discount?
The industry discount was, once again, 30%.
Leanne, it was 30% tonight. Last time it was 30% for me. So I'm really kind of glad that they're sticking to 30%. Now, I mean, in theory, do we think Cedar Grains is making them want to stick to 30%? Because we know that Nature's Gift, our very loyal pot shop that we go to every podcast for everything we need.
This has a taste to it I just can't put my hand on.
Went from 25 to 30 because of this new pot shop.
Yeah, we got a lot of pot shops here in Clallam County. Ridiculous. Like Chinese food and churches and banks. Yeah. Pot stores are probably the number four.
Yeah.
But see, so, okay, you know what? But I learned because guess what? Last episode I said I got peer pressured.
Yeah.
Right? Upsells. The upsell. And I just went with it. So today I called them and said, hey, what's my discount? You know, like this real bull moose.
Yeah.
And a nice fellow on the phone, I think his name was Cody, he said, yeah, it's 30% now. I was like, oh, you right there. I put that motherfucker through the ringer this time. I did. I looked at when I set out when I chose eventually on Freya Farms Limited Harvest of Crockett Confidential is our gram of the week.
Who? What farm?
Freya.
Freya?
F-R-E-Y-A. What it means, I don't Freya know, but I'm a Freya, I don't know. But they're located in Conway, Washington, which is in the Mount Vernon area. So I believe there's some Whatcom County. Okay. You know they go good weed up by that border. Yeah. I always like that shit. So
it's like a place with a lot of vineyards.
You know what?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, Freya. Yeah. Freya Farms. But you know, Conway is like a little nutsack on the side of I-5. I looked it up on Google Maps. So
it's tiny.
It's tiny. They must live in Mount Vernon, I would think.
They'd have to.
Is where they call home.
Yeah.
Or else they're country folk. I
lived in Bellingham, you know, so Mount Vernon, Alger, everything north like that, I know really well. I never fucking heard of Conway, Washington.
Yeah, it's that small.
It's that small.
No, Crockett's Confidential must be that dude, Crockett, right?
Yeah.
That grower, and it must be his LA Confidential, I would imagine.
Yeah, probably. Right? Probably.
I'm going to let you all break that open and smoke it before I grind this bitch up.
I figured out what this tastes like.
No, we're talking about the double delicious grape limeade flavored distillate vape coming in at 78% THC.
I don't think it is any grape.
You no, don't?
I didn't either.
Not really. No, okay. It's a good amount of limeade, but to me, it tastes like DMT.
Mm.
It has that really weird fucking, it's kind of like a new pair of shoes kind of taste, okay. But I can taste it under the limeade. But the limeade
that's what DMT kind of tastes like?
Yeah, it's a weird taste, man.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, but when you taste it, like it's one of those tastes that...
So it tastes like designer drugs to you?
A little bit.
Okay.
It
does have like a, I won't say artificial flavor, but it definitely has like, we are limeade chemical flavor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For sure.
Sounds
delicious.
Who is it? This was Freya, right?
This is Freya Farms Crockett Confidential.
Freya Farms,
Get it out.
Just say it.
Just get it out.
This weed, like, it looks good. I mean, you look at it and you're like, that's a really nice nug, you know? And then, like, you squeeze on it. Oh, that's
a rock hard nugget.
That's a rock hard nugget. But it looks like a sad, big nug. I'm not gonna, does this not look like a happy little nug? Like, if you feel it, it's all hard and has all these weird little things on it.
That's what she said.
I mean, it's covered in frost, Justin, I'll let you say it. It's a rock hard nugget.
It's a rock hard nugget.
Right, it's super dense.
It is super dense. But
it's
you look at it.
It's got that light gas flavor.
Yeah.
Hit with a little bit of fruit, maybe.
Maybe I'm being a little bit too hard of a critic.
Maybe.
There's a lot of crow's feet in here, too, though.
Oh, one former trimmer to another. Crow's feet.
I didn't want to say it, ladies and gents.
Well, listen, it's going to break off real nice.
Oh, yeah.
So. Well, you know, we can judge.
We can judge.
We want the best product.
Yeah.
You know, iron sharpens iron, right?
Yeah, of course.
As one man sharpens another.
Well, that's what we're here to do. We are here to judge everybody's shit.
Exactly.
Hey, we're not only here to judge that. You know what else we're here to do, boys? It's to complete rounds 2 and 3 of the 2019 High 502 Snack Rocket Attack.
Woo! Ladies and gents. I have been waiting for this since the last fucking podcast. I couldn't sleep well. You asked Clark. I work with Clark every day. Yeah. He said, this kid looks like he's not getting enough sleep.
It's true, I said.
Because I don't know who's going to win. And it kills me every night to think about who's going to go.
Real fired up and passionate about this bracket. I've been also thinking about this. I've been talking about poutine an ungodly amount this week.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
I've heard him.
Yeah.
I've heard him.
I've been on a secret mission to try to consume each of the products in some sort of way to say, I have consumed thee, therefore I know thee better.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
I feel you guys. Yeah. Oh, God. The CBD vape.
Got you good.
You hit me like, see the great the apricot. Here's the thing about apricot.
Oh,
it tastes real good. Mm-hmm. But man, it's just got that shit that attacks the back of your throat.
What is it? Even when you smell it in the production room, it hits. Your nose, like, what in the world is going on around here?
Hey, guys. I'm going to pull a producer Jamie card.
Okay.
And say this for the first time. Tino's phone is dying, so we can go to a commercial.
Oh.
And we will come back.
I'm at 19%, and it was at, like...
20.
20% when we got here?
Yep.
My phone, I think, will be okay.
Okay.
I think we'll be all right. It'll notify me when we get down to 10%, and when that happens, and we'll do a break. And okay. Then we'll...
So we could be taking a break today. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. We're definitely going to go to commercial at some point.
Do not leave because of this. Hey, look. Might be worried. If I have two guys are going to take a break, how long will it?
Woo!
Do not fear. We will be here for you. Oh. Don't fucking worry. No. Okay? Clock.
Hey, I'll worry for both of us. You guys chill out on the other end. Right now, I'm rolling up a joint of that Freya Farms Crockett Confidential. But, Tino, it's going to be okay. Okay?
Promise.
Okay.
Look, I've had too many older males in my life say they were going to do something, and then they just left me.
I'm sorry to laugh at your pain, Tino.
Yeah.
Hey. This is how I get over it, through laughter. My father said he was going to say, I'm going to be this kid's daddy. And he wasn't there until I was 16. So it really, really comforts me when I see a man like Clock Van Wilder say he's going to do something, and motherfucker, he sticks to his fucking word, and he fucking does it.
Well, that
he fucking
that
does
there's
it.
There's some people out there that know it, you know, can do that.
And he said he's going to roll a joint of this Freya Farms weed.
And look at
you
him, look
goddamn
at
him. Believe it. He's look doing it right now.
Silent.
You know, should we put that microphone closer for them ASMR freaks? Yeah.
You know what?
He'll get closer for them.
Ooh.
There it is. I do a triple fold technique where I create a little U-shape like a staple, and then I fill my weed. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was younger, I made pregnant lizards.
Oh, yeah.
So skinny on either end and fat in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay? But one day, I was about 22, and I said, you know what? I want to be fucking better at rolling joints. I watched this chick at a campfire roll one on her thigh one-handed while she drank beer. And I tell you what, boys, I must have jerked off to that for about 6 months solid. Because it was pretty much the hottest fucking thing I had ever seen. And when you see someone go to that level, and you realize you're rolling pregnant fucking lizards, I told myself, guess what? I got to be fucking better at rolling a joint. So I got a bag of Bally Shag from the fucking fancy tobacco place in Jackson Hole. And I fucking sat there and I just rolled. And I just tamped. And I got my shit together. Mm-hmm. That's right, Tino. I said, a grown-ass woman in a little Patagonia vest, a little flannel with the ponytail. She sat there drinking some sort of tall boy beer while we were on the campfire. She just sat there with one hand, manipulated the grinding of the weed onto her beautiful thigh. Okay? And then she took that and she used, you know how some people use a dollar bill?
Mm-hmm.
She used the beauty of her inner thigh to help construct that joint. And then she basically brought it up with one hand, licked it, then placed it back on her thigh, and with one fell swoop, she just rolled it. Rolled That's it all awesome. The way fucking
what
down.
What a crazy tack,
and at the
dude.
Fucking end of it, it was like, boom, I got a fucking doobie. And that shit was like a marb red, just fucking stovepipe. And I was just like blown away. You know, because when I got my fucking bag out, I got a pregnant lizard in it. And I was just thinking, oh my God. God, but yes, Tino, that's right. Touches thyself if many a time.
Ladies and gents, I fucking wish we had a YouTube channel so you could fucking see the expression on my face for the last. You ask this guy to my left, Clock Van Wilder, and he won't fucking lie to you.
I won't.
Like any other time, he will fucking come through. When he said that this little cutie with a booty could roll a fucking joint on her fucking thigh, Clock, what did my face look like?
Your jaw was at your ankles.
Like that Pikachu meme. When Pikachu's just wide-eyed and mouth wide open. The point is that I decided to grow up that day.
That's crazy.
And roll fucking fat joints. And ever since then, guess what? I've been rolling some fucking joints.
Where is she at now is what
I... You know what? That's a good question.
Was this in Washington or was this in another state?
This was Wyoming. Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Oh, way.
How many states have you been to, Clock?
Well,
if you had the
out of the 51.
Here we go. Like I said, at one point I've had 29 jobs. This is job number 29. Dishwasher, Lake Crescent Lodge. Then I was Then I moved to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where I was a dishwasher. Then I became a cook over the winter. Then I became a waiter and worked one summer there. Then I moved to Portland, Oregon, and did that for a while. Tried the city life, but then the park life drew me back. Okay. So then I went to Michigan, worked at Isle Royale, where I was a cook again.
All right.
And then we found a job at the Grand Canyon.
We?
Well, me and my girl, the person I was traveling with at the time. So I've got a job at the Grand Canyon, was a waiter at the Bright Angel Lodge. Then when we got fired, I spent Christmas up in this home, my hometown, on the internet, where I found a job in Sequoia National Park.
Wow. So
we
went
up there. Then we drove down to Sequoia.
Was that your first job that you had ever acquired through the internet?
No, the first job. The job where I was a dishwasher in Wyoming. There's a website called coolworks.com, and basically they help national park concessionaires find employees. So everything from like river rafting guides to waiters in Maine, you know, they have that weird demographic of work, you know?
Cool.
So then we got Sequoia National Park, and that's like, that was my favorite.
How amazing
so far.
Are those trees, dude?
Beautiful. That's in California? Beautiful.
It's real. Yes, that is. It's in the Sierras in the Central Valley. So it's not the Central Valley, but you know, between Fresno and Visalia.
Is it kind of near Fort Irwin?
No, I don't know Fort Irwin, to be honest.
I just know it's kind of deserty.
We can Google map it after the show for our peeps. So I worked there for a while. Then I worked in Big Sur State Park, which is outside of Monterey and Carmel, California. Also fucking gorgeous, but a lot of poison ivy.
The CBD is delicious,
that is,
by
yeah,
the way.
That delicious.
Organic CBD. Oh, yeah.
Then I tried to live in Santa Cruz for a while when I tried the city life again. But Santa Cruz, there's a lot of people there that are tied to the old ways, the 50s surfers and the beach boy lifestyle and the mamas and the papas and stuff. So they, outsiders, it takes a long time to become a local, if you will.
Become cool with people.
Yeah, I become cool with people. See. And I was always on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
But I did play the number one disc golf course in America, De La Viega. One of the OG. I played that shit every day. I must have done $100 in plastic easily, flown off into the nether regions.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but compared to other like parks that you've played at in terms of disc golf.
What's up?
Yo.
We're doing a live video right now. Hey. As I reminisce all high on vapes. Ooh. Tune in to High 502, guys. We'll publish this video on Monday. What's up, bitches?
What's up? But how does, and what was the name of that park you said?
It's called De La Viega.
De La Viega. Yeah. How does that compare to the other parks that you've played?
A couple things is... it was at the very top of Santa Cruz. So you could look out over the entire bay, Santa Cruz Bay. You could see probably all the way to Carmel and Monterey on a good day. All of that huge, huge bay. So it was absolutely gorgeous. The other thing, it was like a military property. So the thousands of footsteps of our brave men and women compacted down that course until it was slick, fast, and hard as a rock. So elevation came into play. You were shooting uphill, you were shooting across. It was on either side of a valley, so you were at the top. So if you hooked it left, you were down into a ravine. You hooked it right, you were down into a ravine. And when you got to one of the very last holes, it was called Top of the World, and it was one of the most beautiful disc golf holes I've ever seen. So one of my favorite places to play ever. So yeah. So after that in Cali, my grandma was sick. I decided to come back up to PA. Woo! 14 years later, I got sucked right back into the black hole. I'm still here. So I took a long time. I had like all of the fun of a college experience with none of the education.
Yes.
But I got to learn to appreciate a lot of stuff. I once saw a sunset in Wyoming that I would consider one of the greatest moments of my life personally.
How come?
Just to be, I was a fat kid growing up. I was 315 pounds, and over that summer I lost probably 45 or 50 pounds hiking.
Damn.
So it was the first time I had felt felt like I'd really accomplished something, like, you know, changed my life in a certain way. And I was hiking the Teton Crest Trail, and I had finally crested over the Teton Ridge and was on the backside. And, you know, one side of the Tetons looks like the mountains just smashed right into the valley.
You were by yourself?
No, I was with a friend. Okay. So, okay. But on the other side, it's a vast mountain range as it gradually goes down into Idaho. Wow. And so, you know, the view from up there was just amazing. And waking up with a cup of coffee with some SoCo in it, watching the sun just illuminate everything around me, I realized, like, that's what I'm here on this earth for, is this moment. Not money, not power, not a title, but just the opportunity to be here at this moment, you know? And that's how I've kind of lived. So there's that one. And then the other time was I was at Isle Royal National Park, and for the first time in my life, I had a probably 180-degree view of a lightning storm over Lake Superior.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you say you got bored and went to bed because you got tired of looking at thousands of lightning strikes, that's how saturated with lightning strikes the storm was. Wow. And it was about maybe 10 miles away, so no danger to me.
Right.
But it you was could... like, it was a light show.
It was like right there in front of
me. I mean,
you.
If you didn't blink out of your peripherals, it'd be to the left, to the in front of you, to the right, then to the left again. Just a dance. Mm-hmm. Just a dance in the sky and striking the lake. So, like, those two moments are, I wouldn't trade any of the bad times or any of the bad decisions of where I worked or the bosses that I had that I hated. I wouldn't change any of that for those, just those two. So there's lots of parks. There's lots of moments. So, yeah. And then so, you know, and guess what, baby? I've smoked weed in every single one of those motherfuckers. Don't even think that your boy hasn't been smoking the whole time. Okay? So I rolled up a little bomb here as I told that story of Freya Farms, Crockett's Confidential. Justin, as tradition, as is tradition, you must light that motherfucking joint.
My jaw is still on the ground about hearing this girl being able to roll a joint on her inner thigh. I hope that's my next door neighbor. I fucking hope that's my next door neighbor. If not, we got something a little bit more satisfying.
That's right. We got the snack bracket challenge coming up. Mm. Now, the last time we left you, we took a lot of things off that board.
Yeah,
now
we
got some heavy hitters. We got the great eight left. Tonight's challenge. Do you want to tell everybody what it is, Tino? All of the verses? Or do you want to go one at a fucking time? What do you think, buddy?
One at a time.
So, Jay, Dizzle, my Nizzle, we got four choices on the board. Why don't you point at one? We'll get this bad boy started right after we take a break. Can we do that real quick?
I think we can.
Let's go to commercial. We'll come back.
And we're back!
I just shit my pants.
We just jumped right off that Freya joint.
Yeah, we did.
It was all right.
It was okay.
Crockett's Confidential. I mean, I'd buy it again. I don't know if you guys would. You
may look
at
me.
No, it's okay.
No,
I really,
it was all right.
I really liked it. It was, yeah, we gave it the official
It's like three other five
stars. You heard my description beforehand, and now you know my kind of.
It was so dense and had moved. So many crystals. I had very high
but
hopes.
But it felt so weird. Like, I don't know.
Maybe I just built myself up too much for it.
It was like not fresh weed almost. I don't know.
Oh, don't.
Sorry. But usually
it tasted dry, basically.
Usually fresh weed is a little easier to roll up a joint. I didn't roll it.
Well, let's work backwards. So far in the episode, you've heard us smoke Freya Farms.
Yep.
And that was their Crockett Confidential. You've heard us smoke the Durban Poison Strawberry Infusion by Green
Delicious.
Labs.
Yep.
Hashtag
amazing.
Get dipped.
Get dipped.
Okay. You've heard us drink on Smirnoff Smashed Ice, 8% strawberry and lemon.
Delicious.
Shibby.
I'm kind of babysitting mine, but.
You've heard us smoke on Canna Whoop Ass's CBD Grape Golden Apricot Cart. Coffee, but delicious. You've heard us smoke on Double D's Grape Limeade Flavored Grape Distillate Cart. What drug did you say it, designer drug, was that?
DMT.
DMT, is that what that tasted like? And lime.
DMT and lime, yeah.
Yeah, we've also done from Sitka, their fresh and tasty blood orange fruit terpene extracted.
Ooh, that was delicious. Good.
I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you.
I am going to miss that one.
We smoked on the crystal clear Tiger's Blood, 1,000 milligram cartridge.
Coconut macaroons. Delicious.
Clean. Yeah, that one. And last but not least, what else is that? Oh, what joint did we smoke? Oh, we got everything, right?
We got the face off. Did we do the face off?
No.
That's on the bracket. The
yep. Now we're getting dosed. Okay. I'm good and dosed already.
Dosed.
But we're getting dosed.
Dosed.
Ooh, that sounds
dosed.
Good.
Dosed. Dosed. I really fucking love your guys' vape carts. I smoke them all the time. And I even got so much as a dose. I have a dose sticker on my phone. We'll take a picture of it. We'll post it on Instagram so you guys can see how tired I am with you guys. And that's from one guy being at one farm, loving another farm. So, I mean, show us some love. I'm all I want is a woman-sized medium, two double XLs, and an XL. That's all we want.
Look, Dose, we asked you first. We could have asked Freya Farms right off the bat or Crystal Clear. But no, we want you.
And I have you on my phone at all times.
So you're always with him.
So at least just give us some sort of, like, indication that you guys are listening or something. At least.
Okay, I'm smoking on their Fire OG. It says it's 91% cannabinoids. It's sweet tasting. Okay. It also looks like it's oxidizing at the top.
What flavor?
See how it's two colors? Yes.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
What it's flavor? Losing the clearness.
Fire OG is with that
OG.
One.
Okay.
Yeah, he had the face off, I believe. So I'll pass that around for everybody to smoke.
This is the face off?
But guess what? We are good and dosed to make some pretty serious decisions. So let's get started with this snack bracket challenge.
Wait, hold on.
Snack bracket.
Okay, so I understand that the, so I have the face-off, and you guys have the,
Fire.
The Fire OG. You know, it really is, I mean, you put it right there, and again, it has, it's weird.
We still want t-shirts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send it.
Poutine. Poutine Boys is the first choice of tonight's snack bracket. This has been traced to French Canadians in the 1950s. The tradition was gravy, cheese, and French fries. A 50-50 mix of cheese and fries.
Oh,
that was the OG ratio.
Really?
Yes. They said dairy farmers had a ton of cheese curds, and several people say this guy came in and would order fries, a side of gravy, and get a bag of cheese. And then mix all of them together. This Drummondville Canadian restaurant, Leroy Giuseppe, in 1964 registered the word poutine.
Hmm.
And their product was fries, cheese, and gravy all put together. So 1964, 1950s, Quebec. Boy, what a time to be a fucking live there, man. Am I right?
The best poutine ever made.
Oh, God, yes.
Now, what inspired the word poutine? Is there any
translation?
Is there any research?
You know what's weird? It's pudding. If you translate it directly into French, my research shows that more references to pudding than anything else.
Wow.
So,
really?
You know, if you let that shit sit long enough, I guess it would become a pudding.
Yeah.
Yes.
Soggy and...
Yeah. But, you know, even mashed potatoes were called a pudding
once. It's just gravy pudding,
so,
really?
Dude. Yeah, if you think about it, mashed potatoes and then Jell-O chocolate pudding, they don't taste the same, but they kind of look alike. Mm-hmm. So maybe pudding is for that kind of texture, gelatinous mixture that is created when you let that shit sit too
French
long.
Pudding.
Well, that,
yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
That was... Yeah.
Delicious, right?
I love that you have all these answers.
So
dude.
Now that's spread across the bar. Now you throw some steak tips on that motherfucker. Yeah. Ooh! Hold on. Now that is going up against an old favorite, my friends. An old favorite. This is from 2008 till 2016. That's when the $5 footlong died. Okay?
Died?
But in that time, how many $5 footlongs did you eat? In that time between 2008 and 2016.
Well,
countless.
Meatball.
Countless.
The big meat trio.
BLT.
BLT, right? All day long.
My parents were paying for my... $5. At that period, I was a kid.
They're still paying for your $5.
Now, you say you can't eat a snack in the past anymore, Ryan. You may not disqualify the $5 footlong, but I say nay. Even though it's $6 now and it's half the size of a footlong or whatever the hell, we're calling it $5 footlong on this show. You can't stop me, Jared. All right? They stopped you, but you can't stop me.
As they should have.
There's
should have
no way he could stop you.
So, boys, What sayeth you on this first round of the Snack Bracket Challenge? Are you going $5 footlong, or are you going poutine?
High out of my mind?
High out of your skull, dosed on dose. What are you smoking?
And okay, so is this a meal that I'm preparing myself, or is this, I mean, obviously a $5 footlong, I'm not like paying myself $5 to make, so I guess I'm going out and adventuring to get this. I'll be fucking straight up. If I'm going out to adventure and get food, I'm going poutine because, like, I could make a sandwich at home.
Okay.
There poutine. We go.
Long one way to say poutine.
One for poutine.
Yeah. I've never had poutine in my life.
Oh.
Controversial.
A little bit.
That is.
However.
I'm backed by Big Poutine.
At the moment, thinking of gravy and cheese and fries sounds way fucking better than a $5 foot long. And I've never had poutine. Although I probably have, I just didn't realize it was poutine.
Called poutine. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I'm going poutine because for one, it sounds way better, and for two, if it's on the final, we get to try it.
I see.
And yeah. I want to try real poutine.
Not only is it controversial, but it's also edgy.
Just at the same time. I know they can hear us, but offline. Fist bump.
No, fist bumps.
Fist bumps. I think you're calling us Stevie Nicks, boys. Because a landslide coming. Because we're all choosing poutine. Woo!
Yeah. It is a fucking...
And I'm going to tell you exactly what it's going up against. Okay? Poutine just made it to the final four.
You're telling us?
Yeah. We're going straight into the next one.
This kind of seems like a no-brainer. I'm not going
to. Hey.
That one does seem like a no-brainer.
Hey, it seems.
Wait, before we do that, my lovely wife just reminded me that I had poutine the other day.
Because
Jack in the Box has a loaded fries right now.
I see.
And it was really gross. It was really gross. But it was that's what I was gonna say. It's from fucking Jack in the Box. So the real poutine would be delicious.
It's like the first time you have sex. And maybe it's awful that first
it's
time.
It's easy to get.
Yeah, but you still want it.
It's easy to get. You want it.
I worked a long time to get it.
But it was really worth that want and all that.
Crispy fries.
There's so many voices in this room.
I forgot we were recording.
A, B, C. Okay, perfect. Poutine. What's it going up against?
You just laid down the law.
Okay, ladies and gents, if you see this motherfucking whiteboard right now, poutine is going up against either pizza or motherfucking Doritos mix.
That's right.
Why even need to say anything?
Yes.
I know you're going Chex Mix or Doritos Mix. No, I'm sorry.
You know it all day
long. What? Listen, first of all, you have to just say, what is pizza? There are so many dough styles.
Make your own pie.
Yeah, what is pizza? Is it deep dish? Are you going DiGiorno's?
It's all the same idea of pizza. Okay? It's just different variations.
What is it, dude?
That's what I'm going to say. Are we all saying Domino's? We said $5 footlongs.
No.
Okay. It's any pizza you want, right?
Well, think about it like this. If you got Doritos mix in the fridge, in the fucking cabinet, and you can make your own pizza with anything you fucking want, what would you get? What would you pick?
I looked up the top three pizzas in America for 2018. I did a little research. Well, let me tell you, number three was that Chicago classic style from a restaurant called Lou Malnati's Pizza. Pizzeria.
Illuminati Pizzeria.
Hashtag stay woke.
It's got buttered crust, mozzarella, sausage, and a shitload of tomato sauce on that bitch. Does that sound like the pizza for you?
No.
You know what? If someone finally listens to us in Chicago, please send us a piece.
Oh, yeah.
I want to taste Malnati's. Then I looked up number two, and it was this one called Buffalo from Raza Pizza in Jersey City, New Jersey. This motherfucker, he gets water buffaloes from upstate New York, and he waited years until he had enough water buffaloes to get enough buffalo cheese to supply this pizza.
What?
That's how woke this dog is.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, and so he's like one of those. He's called, you know, that that Netflix documentary or that movie, Hero Dreams of Sushi, about that guy so committed to one craft. Well, they call him the hero of bread. So you know that crust is going to be just meticulously loved.
And you're trying to compare this to Doritos.
Just wait for Doritos. See, Doritos is like the underdog right now.
Hold on.
About this pizza.
You said hero of bread.
The hero, J-I-R-O, hero. So hero is like this master of sushi. This guy is the master of bread. So his dough is probably artisanal with that homemade sourdough starter. It's going to be perfection. It's called Raza Pizza with another big fat Italian word I didn't want to write down.
Raza Pizza.
In New Jersey City, New Jersey.
Clock will tell you how big of a fucking carboholic I am. Look, I eat Chinese food with bread. How much of a fucking carboholic do I have to be, okay? Send us a goddamn frozen pizza. I need that bread.
No, it's not good to yell at people when you're asking things. I'm gonna also ask you for something, Raza. You know, if you do decide to send us the pizza.
I'm sorry.
Can you please? I know we've asked for t-shirts already tonight.
Yeah.
But if the pizza's dank, I want to represent the Raza Pizza brand, you know? Hey. So that's double XL, 2 XLs, and as always, a woman size medium.
Perfect. But that's not even number one. Guys, this is what I'm saying about this pizza shit. Why he's cracking up. What is pizza? Do you want to hear the number one pizza? White clam.
Really?
Yeah. What? Out of the place of New Haven, Connecticut. White clam pizza. And at first I was like, yo, clam pizza just won the number one pizza in the country.
Sounds amazing.
But go look up Frank Pepe Pizza. Go look up that guy, an immigrant from Italy. Go look up how many years he's been slinging doughs. And he's like the king of New Haven, Connecticut. Talking about fresh shuck clams every day.
How is this made? Do you have the...
You'd have to go look it up yourself. Okay. But... What? Frank Pepe Pizza, White Clam Pizza. That's what pizza is right now in this country.
Can I just ask? Because like I'm kind of a simpleton when it comes to like artisanal dishes like this. When they have clams on the name, do they just like take out the meat from the clam and have it on the pizza?
It's fresh shucked clams on top of the white.
Yeah, it's not whole clams, dude. It's not just like shells of clams on the pizza.
I didn't think it was.
So that's a behemoth, right? Okay. Anything can be pizza.
I don't know if it dominates the world. I don't know if I could do it with the clam pizza. It's weird.
So think about that.
With the
right base. I mean, I'm sure it's not a marinara. I'm sure it's not a marinara.
So let's hear what's going up against it. We already spilled the beans. Okay. Well, this is a chip mix named after Stoner's favorite food.
Munchies.
Okay. Let's just. Oh, hold on. We're live on air. So hold on one second. Now let's talk about the Doritos mix OG. Okay. It's got Rogue Gold. It's got Doritos, it's got Cheetos, and it's got Sun Chips. Shh! No, that's OG. That's the OG mix. Let's talk about the Flamin' Hot mix. Okay? That's the Doritos Spicy. That's the Flamin' Cheetos.
Mm.
That's Rogo. And that's Sun Chips.
Ooh, that's all the best fucking one. Mixed.
Oh, bro, I don't know. I've never had it. Check out the Ranch Munchies mix.
Oh, yeah, okay? They're good.
This is like a Sweet 16 with one of those 32 teams you never thought would make it. Check this motherfucker out. It's got Cool Ranch Doritos, okay? It's got French Onion Sun Chips.
Ooh. Mm.
It's got Rolled Gold Twists, okay? And last but not least, it's got Fritos Flavor Twist, Cheddar Ranch. Suck a dick! What?
At no point did I hear clams.
I have those descriptions.
Look, though. Hey.
That's my personal.
Right off the riff, no hesitation, no nothing. Tino is going Doritos mix.
Fuck a pizza!
Damn.
I want Flamin' Hots.
Oh,
You could have Flamin' Hots on pizza.
My vote doesn't count. My vote doesn't count at all.
You know, man. I've thought about this, and I was the one who advocated for the Munchies last podcast episode.
Don't, come on.
I was all about it.
Don't do it.
I'm gonna go pizza on this.
Oh!
I gotta go pizza.
Damn! Yes. I thought we was Stevie Nicks up in here.
No. I didn't.
But now
I
gotta
knew your tactic.
Long and hard.
As soon as that snake tongue started moving, I knew what was going on.
Hey, okay. It's okay. You did that to me last podcast, so now we're even.
I did.
You know, I can't deny that the munch,
you're
the Doritos
make me
mix.
A sad boy.
I am. I'm going pizza.
Like the day my dad.
Yes!
Pizza versus poutine is the first entry in the final four.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you think right now was a defeat for Tino is a win. Because, motherfucker, I get either poutine or pizza. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Tino's
I had to add controversy to the mix.
Oh, now the afternoon game today is motherfucking cereal versus birthday cake. Okay.
Ladies, we all know what this is. We all know
I'm going to give you some heavy hitters in cereal right now.
Okay.
If you're fucking high right now and you don't got an Uber or a grocery store nearby, you better hold your fucking phone real close to you. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Reese Puffs.
Oh.
Cap'n Crunch.
Mm.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
All the
Fruit Loops.
Mm.
Oreo O's. Raisin Bran Crunch.
Oh.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Oh, that's my
Lucky
favorite.
Charms. Cocoa Puffs. Fruity and Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh.
And last but not least, Cookie Crisp.
Yeah.
I got one question for you. Can you answer me this?
Yeah.
How come Honey Bunches of Oats or, what was that? Let me take a look at this shit. There's a lot of writing. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy.
Well, Tino's been smashed by Smirnoff Ice, and he's accused me of not saying, I did.
What was our Raisin Bran Crunch? Why wasn't Raisin Bran Crunch or Honey Bunches of Oats at the top? That's my only question.
It wasn't about the order of the cereals. It was just cereal.
He was just talking about cereal.
At least they made the cut, Tino.
I'm getting defensive about my cereal.
Tino. We already know what Tino's voting.
Listen, we know last week that we came together when Raisin Bran Crunch was mentioned.
I love it, bro.
We're like a fraternity of Crunch Brothers.
Okay? Tino's sensitive about his cereal.
Well, I just started with what I knew and worked my way down to what we said last week,
They were at the very end of the list. I had to ask.
Now.
Oh my God, dude. That's great.
The way I broke down birthday cake this time is I wanted to break out a little history about it, okay?
Okay.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Okay.
Now, I looked it up. Almost. It said that Germany in the Middle Ages was one of the first ones to develop a festival for a child. And it was a crunchy bread-like thing called Gerber Stagengorten. Okay. Well, no, but it's called something like that.
Oh, man, I want us to get listeners in Germany.
Yeah,
so much.
Okay, and it was called, Kinderfest for a kid.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Huh? And they put a candle on it, and that represented the light of life.
Oh, no, it's pronounced Gerberst Gorgon.
Yeah.
Is how it's pronounced.
Yeah, Gerberst Gorgon. Perfect.
Gerberst Gorton.
Theories know that Greeks used to make round cakes in order in honor of their goddess Artemis, the goddess of the moon.
Cool.
Okay.
That's cool.
And they used to put candles on them, and the smoke represented prayers and wishes of a person lifting up to the heavens so that the gods would hear them. It's fucking sick, right?
History repeats itself, huh?
Yeah.
What's your history on cereal?
What's that? History on cereals. You're a fucking dick. And we talked last time about the plethora of things that could be birthday cake. But I'll tell you, the top three right now dominating the market are red velvet with cream cheese frosting.
Delicious.
Vanilla bean with buttercream frosting.
Of course.
And
classic.
Chocolate on chocolate.
That's the one.
I want to ask, because Sawyer said classic. How is vanilla bean with vanilla frosting a classic cake?
Dude, because that is the, birthday cake.
Vanilla bean?
When you think, vanilla bean. It's different from French vanilla. There's like a weird difference in that flavor.
Yeah, they say it's vanilla bean. It's delicious.
That pod, baby.
Wouldn't it just be like vanilla cake?
No, vanilla is
why vanilla?
Vanilla bean and French vanilla are different. Kind of like a banana and French vanilla and candy.
But I'm just saying like vanilla cake.
Vanilla?
I'm not saying like French vanilla.
Should have never tasted vanilla cake. Look at your skin, dog. You're fucking succulent.
24 years
sweet,
old
baby.
And I've never tasted vanilla cake. Send me a vanilla cake.
You are the most deprived child I know.
Just bring
Justin, I'm starting with you on this one.
Fuck, man. I wanted to throw that ringer in there again after Tino. But, you know, I've thought about this category for 2 weeks. Okay.
What?
And it has been a very, because I took a picture of it, so I've been looking at it. Cough. And I'm going to have to go with cereal.
Cereal?
And this is the thing, is it's the most nostalgic for me, because when I was a kid, I didn't always have access to birthday cakes. That was a once-a-year thing, or like on my brother's birthday or something. You know, maybe we got the whole cake and ate it out on the porch. Good time.
Wow.
But once a year, right? I got cereal every single day, so of course I tried all the cereals. It's delicious. Right. It's my favorite. I had a bowl of cereal at 2 o'clock in the morning last night when my son got up. So, I'm going cereal.
You know, that's very good reasoning. I get it. Birthday cakes once a year. Cereals. All fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
All day, 365.
I could not have cereal.
I can't be mad at you for that at all. Tino, I'm going to let you be this.
Yeah.
What's your vote, bro?
You know what? There's a lot of people that will try to lie and try to, like, you know, like, say something to make you feel some type of way. Not me. I'm full truth. Look, I have either cereal or birthday cake against cookies and grilled cheese.
Just what?
I'm gonna let you know. Whatever the fuck I pick right now don't mean shit, because I'm going grilled cheese at the end of the day after this.
Jesus, you're giving away the next category.
I could do anything right now.
You still got to pick one. We could all do anything. Just pick one, Tito.
You pick cereal, you pick birthday cake.
Anything yet. It's on you, bud.
I'm going to go with cereal.
You don't even need to know what I want, because I also want cereal.
Unanimous, man. We are all about the unanimous tonight.
Okay, well, I mean, Tino is such good at suspense and carrying. Yes, please. That he just lets you know the next two categories.
Yeah.
Because he's team grilled cheese. Now I kind of want grilled cheese to fucking lose, honestly.
Yeah.
I do. So you have to eat cookies or cereal in 2 weeks.
Even if it doesn't make it, when we make whatever we make, I want to make a couple grilled cheese for all of us.
Well, just throwing this out there.
They're going to be the most golden, perfect grilled cheeses. Exquisite. Grilled cheeses you guys ever tasted.
I don't know, man. We'll see what Clock's research tells us about cookies and grilled cheese, and we'll let you know.
Cookies, a.k.a. biscuits,
yes.
A.k.a. Blatschen, a.k.a. kicks, a.k.a. biscotti, a.k.a. amaretti. This modern-day cookie we know as cookie is a Dutch word from cookies, Cookies. Dutch baby. Looks like cock J is what it looks like to me.
Are you from the Brakusa?
That means, that means small or little cake in Dutch, which I thought was good. They said they used to test out cake batters by making one smaller little cake to test out the recipe.
Really?
Yeah, think about
that's
that.
Smart. That's where cookies
are
smart.
That's modern day. Right? Yeah, now it started, originated in 7 AD in Persia. Dude, here's the deal.
7 AD.
As soon as they got sugar, the confection started flowing, you know?
Oh, so yeah, dude. Right? Oh, yeah, everybody loves sugar.
And then when Muslims conquered all of Europe, all the way to Spain, that's when it really spread. So soon, kings, queens, and street merchants all had access to cookies.
I'm going to ask a question real quick.
Yeah.
So you said when they got introduced to sugar in their confectionaries. Now, does that mean that people had not had sugar?
No, they were trading with other countries.
Not concentrated.
Probably.
Yeah, let's say they were using date sugars and other natural sweeteners. What if palm sugar came around like a reduction?
I see.
Right? And then they were able to make sweeter things.
Like people are smoking vitamin E carts and then, you know, out of the blue, like a real natural fucking cart comes out, right?
Yeah, something like that. This
is the vape episode, right?
Good job, bud.
We all know that American classic, the Toll House cookie with the chocolate chip, probably is the first thing I go to. We can do anything from Oreos, whatever you want, but that's what it stands against the badass fucking stoner food of all time. I feel you. Grilled cheese, this shit's ancient food on our bracket.
Yeah,
they say that ties back to ancient times with cheese and bread and heat.
So simple.
Cheese, butter,
but guess what? USA. That's right, Otto Frederick Rottwelder. He is the father of sliced fucking bread, boys. That's right, 1920s America. They sliced that bread up. There's also processing plants starting to make processed cheese. We all know it as Kraft Singles. That shit was invented in 1914. Otto Frederick. It looks like I wrote Rottwetter. Okay, but my handwriting's a little sloppy.
Otto Rottweiler?
Rottweiler,
like Bettweiler.
Oh.
But Rottweiler.
Otto Rottweiler?
The father of sliced bread. Now, I know some people in France right now, if we got any listeners, are like, hey, croquette monsieurs. You know, that's 1900s France. Bitch, I'm not talking about the sauce on the top. Yeah. I'm talking about a grilled cheese.
The whole thing.
So think about it. Think about you, a dude in 1919, and then 1920 rolls along. Some dude hands you a bread that's perfectly sliced and some cheese that won't spoil as you travel.
I can hear your bias.
Otto.
Think about that.
I know you're not alive with us, but I just want to tell you that I'm going to blame, like, the 300 pounds that I gained from eating bread on you. And when I sue you and your family for your name, don't be surprised.
Do a suance?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so there it is.
Nice. You know I'm a cover.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The toasted cheese, a.k.a. the melted cheese, a.k.a. the grilled cheese.
Hey, Tina, they're both carbohydrates.
That's a good point.
What do you got?
We both know he's going grilled cheese.
He's going grilled cheese. Obviously.
He gave it away already.
Hey, guess what, Justin? Yeah, I'm going cookies.
Yeah. I am also going cookies.
It's 1-1.
What? That's right.
Oh, and you know what's amazing about that? With that locking in, we've got
PC.
No, we've got straight sweet versus savory. For the very end. So that's amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know, I literally had no, when they asked me what I wanted, they just kind of, overruled what I wanted to say.
Yeah. And, he feels left out now?
And I honestly think because Clock, I think because Clock and Wilder said cookies, and I think because Justin hates me so much, he also ordered cookies because he didn't want to see grilled cheese up there. I'm just going to say this. This wasn't fixed. This wasn't orchestrated. The feelings that I have in the next few days for both of these gentlemen are completely real. And I just want to let you know that I'm extremely, to the bone,
disappointed.
I'm really sad that.
And Tina, can I make you a little more sad because my choice didn't have anything to do with you at all. I just naturally wanted cookies, but the fact that it beat grilled cheese and to see the look on your face is priceless.
I also kind of have like a really like sneaky suspicion that Justin is a Crip.
What?
Because he picked both C foods.
I picked two P foods too, so does that make me a pimp?
I don't think that was anywhere near your question. Mm. I think we kind of knew that was.
Make pimpin, pimpin.
I think we knew that about you.
So, oh, there you have it, man.
Wow, the final four.
Oh, it's getting. Yeah. It's getting so good now.
This final four. Look.
He's gonna cry.
He's getting drunk.
Are you gonna start shedding tears?
I really don't know how I can like put this into words. Honestly, like this happened so suddenly, did it not? Like this happened almost within like 5 seconds.
Just get over it, bud. We're gonna have cookies and cereal matched up against poutine and pizza next podcast.
Any consolation, just so you know, I was against. Every decision. Every decision.
Thank you,
okay?
Sir.
Well, there you have it.
That's all I gotta say.
Washingtonians, as we count down the last days of the vapes,
Tina
you can
would
take
make
comfort
a
in
horrible.
Knowing that we got super fucking high hella drunk.
Hey, thanks, Smirnoff. Yeah. Hey,
Smirnoff, you fucking crushed it. That shit was delicious.
I'm smashed.
You guys go good with tacos.
We are white girl wasted, are we not right now?
Oh, shit. Let's roll and rock to that, buddy. Cheers.
Well, as we
hey,
to
the
close,
end of vapes, man.
To the end of vapes. Here's.
Oh, yeah. ASMR freaks all over.
Fire OG from Dose. What'd you guys think of it?
Let's try it again.
One more time. It tastes pretty good.
Yeah, you know what? When we get into the fucking munchie bracket, we forget about the smoking for a little bit, which is
as
it's kind of nice. We've also tried every product on the table already, but
It tastes good. It tastes like the Rolling Rock I just drank.
Yeah. Very similar.
It's hoppy. Mm-hmm. And the
weird.
Face Off OG was pretty damn good too.
That one's a little dark for me, but
so Dose, when you come back with these HTE vapes, good job. Crystal clear, this Tiger Blood tastes like coconut. So I don't know if you're going to be around next week. But if you are with this mix, I'd smoke you again. You're probably the purest hit we've had at the table.
Yeah, delicious.
Honestly.
Yeah. 1,000 milligram cartridge.
Who's this guy, Crystal
it.
Clear? Oh, yeah, these
Crystal
guys.
Clear.
These guys are.
Hey,
they know what they're
Crystal
doing,
clear,
man.
We asked you second for t-shirts.
Well, you know, also.
Second place ain't that bad.
You know, Crystal Clear also does, I believe, HTE because my homie has had a Super Lemon Haze cart.
Oh, what? From that company,
from
too?
From Crystal.
We also dosed on some Sika brand Fresh and Tasty Blood Orange. Probably my favorite flavor of the night.
Yeah. Mine
honestly.
As well. That was delicious.
This is fucking sad. I hope they let you come back.
Yeah, that one actually gets my heart just a little bit, man.
You make me want to get this lung disease that's killing people.
Yeah.
Like, it tasted that damn good.
That was, that was fine.
Where is this from?
That's after show.
Look. As a packager, I'm not gonna lie. When I first heard that they were doing a kind of away with the flavored vape cards, I'm not gonna lie. My heart and me were kind of like, you know what I mean? Because look, we do a lot of vape cards at work, and it was just kind of nice to know that it was gonna be a little bit of a break from all the vape cards.
Because they've been mad. People love them
they
vapes.
Do. It's it's ridiculous.
What will fill that gap? Well, I'm excited to tell you what filled that
what,
gap.
What do you
what
guys?
She said.
What do you guys think? Let us know at High502 guys. If you're listening through, this whole time. Let us know what you think is going to be filling the market instead of vapes.
Should we smoke more shit, dude?
Flour.
We smoke double delicious.
I want them.
Which of those three will replace?
I want them to, maybe it's
what will replace it? Listen, what else do we smoke? Grape limeade flavored distillate vape. He said it tasted like DMT.
Yeah.
I tasted both grape and lime. Tino just said, man, it's limey.
Yeah.
Okay. We smoked this dipped. That ain't gonna be around next week.
No, it ain't.
Strawberry sauce, full flour, and cave dip joint. I gotta tell you, it was pretty damn good, and it smoked perfectly.
It did.
Plus this Seattle Space Needle type joint card. This opening in the front's pretty damn cool.
I didn't even notice
that. That's pretty damn cool. So good on you.
About them too. Look, you guys are really good at...
It's a Space Needle.
And I'm not going to say, because I don't think your guys' concentrates and products are, low quality. Totally, but it definitely took me...
Yes, it is, dude.
It took me until Justin saying, hey, this is an infused joint, to realize, that I was... Like I said, it's not knocking on your guys' concentrate or how you guys do your infused joints. But that's how well they smoke, just like a regular flower joint. I didn't think I was getting that fucked up, but it was awesome.
A Crockett Confidential from Freya Farms was the last thing we smoked. We said, it's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, you got Crystal, you got Frost, you got Dance Nugs, but the flavor wasn't necessarily quite there for me.
And also, I don't know, what the fuck do you guys do with your weed? It feels so weird in your hand. It's not fresh.
He didn't feel right about it.
I don't know. I
thought it looked nice. It was nice and dense, but
it looked like really clocks,
or the flavor just wasn't there for me either.
But when you feel it, I don't know. Hey, I don't know. I'm a feel freak. ASMR. What's up?
So, in closing, next week you'll find out if poutine or pizza gets down to the final. Or it goes up against cereal and cookies in our final 2019 High 502 Snack Bracket Challenge. So,
we got PP versus CC.
CC. That's right. And, no, it's P versus P and C versus C.
Oh. What are you doing?
Anywho, I think we're drunk enough right now, and I think it's time for Ryan Clock, I'm good. Justin, what say of you?
We have, like we started, we have... we've got Clockman Wilder.
Yeah, thank you.
At Clockman Wilder.
Find me on Instagram, I got one picture.
We've got the Doomed One with a W-O-N. And, of course, yours truly, Jewel Boy Q. All lowercase. We'll see you next time. I hope you guys have a good time fucking smoking with us.
Keep on smoking. Enjoy them vapes, baby.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.